Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, July 10th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
ADAP Advocacy calls for HIV carve-out. ADAP Advocacy has called for a carve-out on HIV antiretroviral therapies in response to the proposed guidance for the Medicare Drug Price Negotiation Program. The CEO of ADAP Advocacy, Brandon M. Maxada, emphasized the importance of protecting people living with HIV/AIDS, PLWHA, from potential harm. Targeting HIV medications in the negotiation program could jeopardize the progress made in combating the HIV epidemic, as it may lead to treatment interruptions and drug resistance. ADAP Advocacy's public comments urge CMS to consider the impact on patient health and the treatment as prevention approach. To learn more about ADAP Advocacy's efforts and the requested HIV carve-out, email info@adapadvocacy.org. State Roundup: Labor Secti raises concern over jobless trust fund. Just as it got started, Transportation Project Group is disbanded. Maryland's Labor Secretary Portia Wu has raised concerns over the solvency of the state's unemployment insurance trust fund, which could face issues with potential federal employee layoffs or a recession. Meanwhile, the Commission on Transportation Revenue and Infrastructure Needs, tasked with long-term transportation planning, was disbanded after just a few meetings. Lobbyists poured $58 million into messaging in Annapolis, marking an increase from previous years. Maryland State Parks are seeing a surge in visitors, prompting improvements and changes in park operations. With the recent federal budget cuts, Maryland is reassessing the use of settlement funds for addiction and mental health services. Governor Wes Moore has announced $50 million in grants to reduce vacant properties in Baltimore City. BGE is investing in infrastructure for Kevin Plank's Under Armour campus, potentially leading to higher rates. The Woodlawn community is advocating for representation in redistricting discussions, emphasizing the need for resources in their area. Maryland summer camps are reassuring parents about safety protocols following the deadly Texas flooding.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.